We are back, joined now by Gail Ives, Senior Vice President of Union Bank of California. Welcome to our show.
Thank you, Art.
You mentioned this is the first time you've been on television.
Absolutely.
Wow.
It's a big day for me.
Whole other world. Okay. Well, now the bank is involved with this women's conference. First question is why?
You know, Union Bank thinks that women entrepreneurs are just an amazing market. They're an amazing opportunity. Women are starting businesses at twice the rate of men. And whether that's because they're a mompreneur and they're looking for a little more flexibility in their schedule, or they feel like they've reached a glass ceiling and have decided to go out on their own, we think that they deserve all the support that we can give them.
Fair enough. And this is the second year that Union Bank has been involved with the conference.
We met Andrea and Leslie, the founders of the program, 3 years ago, and we were so impressed with their mission. They really feel very passionately that women need to help other women. And there are so many women in management at Union Bank that the message really resonated with us, and we wanted to be part of it.
And I think it adds a lot to the credibility of the conference and the WLE that sponsors of the ilk of Union Bank are aboard.
Absolutely. I mean, the more popular the conference or the summit gets now, you know, the bigger the sponsors that they can attract, and it's fabulous that companies the size of Union Bank are, you know, reaching out to help women businesses and are being a part of something.
And you have branches all over Long Beach and surrounding cities.
Absolutely. So. We've got about 325 branches in California. We are a California-based bank.
Union Bank of California. Think about it, folks. Yes.
Thank you. But this is something we invite our clients to. I'll be bringing clients with me to the event because I think that they benefit from it, and I will bring my whole staff with me to the event because I think they get something out of it as well.
So you invite some of your higher-level clients
Absolutely.
As your guests to this fairly pricey conference, but still good investment.
This is well worth the money. If you look at conferences that other groups sponsor, they're considerably more expensive than this one. I think this is a tremendous value.
So it's $249, just for the record. But so you invite and use it as a bonding with your existing clients, and you expose your bank to the hundreds that are attending.
So Absolutely.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, I think it's a great venue and a great tool for companies to utilize to bring their clients, customers, suppliers, whatever it may be, expose them to the topics, the issues that they can then take back to their own businesses and benefit from.
And I'm thinking back because we had a table there, as you know, last as a media sponsor, and American Express was represented, and some of the major companies, IKEA joined. American Airlines. Firms are recognizing the value of what Andrea and Leslie are doing.
Well, you know, one of the things that Lori mentioned earlier, she was talking about how topical some of the subjects being covered are, the economy, going green, dealing with international issues. There's a great opportunity for a business like Union Bank to take our clients there and to together hear a really important speaker talk about that and then discuss how the bank can help the client deal with that particular issue.
And do you notice a difference, this might be a dangerous question, between male clients of the bank, male clientele, and female clientele?
You know, the one thing that I could say is that a lot of women business owners are much more likely, we give advice to everybody, they're much more likely to sometimes hear us when we give the advice. Is that a good way to say it, Art?
Yes. Men don't listen is what is coming
that is
through.
Not what I
said. Much more politically correct.
Yes, he said no. No, it's true. And I remember one of the speakers last year was marketing to women, that women have different antenna, and if you're marketing to women, you need to do it in a different way. Some of those ways also apply to men, but particularly to women. So there is a difference.
Women want education as part of their purchasing process. If they're going to buy something from you, you have to deliver something value added to them, not just your product, but some knowledge about the industry, the economy, going green. Women are very savvy buyers, and they're always looking to get a little extra out of the experience.
Fascinating. What about with your clientele, males versus females?
I would say, you know, legal advice. People take it, people leave it. You know, a lot of the men leave it, a lot of the women take it, and they implement it. So
we're getting a sense from our guests that women are better listeners, and maybe that's true. But So the bank finds this relationship useful, and you're aboard.
Yeah, we're on board.
What would you like to say to women who are perhaps small business owners and maybe struggling a little bit in this economy? You're a senior executive of a major bank. What words of advice or encouragement would you want to offer?
Don't try to do it all by yourself. Go out and do some networking. Talk to your friends. Talk to experts. When you're starting out, it's hard to be an expert in everything, Art. It's hard to be an expert in finance, and human resources, and legal issues. And owning a small business is a really complex job. And people don't give themselves enough credit for all the things that they do know. It's okay to ask for help when things are getting a little challenging.
And Lori Scheer, I know a little bit about your background. And just for the record, Lori is my trademark attorney. Tell us a little bit about starting your firm and your background and the struggle that you might have gone through.
I started with a large firm in Long Beach here and then left that firm after about 3 years, had my own practice for about 10 years, which was a very small practice, formed the firm about 6 years ago with my partner. And I run the Long Beach office. He runs the Northern California Central Coast office. And we've utilize synergies and marketing and techniques and all of that we thought we could, and it's come true.
And it's satisfying to be in your own business.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, at first it's a struggle. It's, you know, it's overwhelming in terms of the checklist that you have to go through, the to-do list.
And having to write checks each month.
And the check, signing the front of a paycheck is a whole
checklist
experience.
Checklist and checks. Okay, we'll be back with the remaining portions of our show after these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
The facts are in. California State University Long Beach is among the nation's finest universities. For the fourth consecutive year, the campus ranked in the top five public comprehensive universities in the Western United States. In 2007, Cal State Long Beach was named the third best value among all American public colleges and universities. Through superior teaching, research, and community service, Cal State Long Beach is changing lives for a changing world.
Who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services.
Our takeout and delivery.
And our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal.
So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
Always an inspiring show that we do each year, Women in Business. Seeing the growth of opportunities for women is appropriate and satisfying. And the conference, Andrea March and Leslie Grossman do a fantastic job. And this conference is one of half a dozen they put on throughout the country. They also have trips. Cruises and trips to the Bahamas, and they're doing all kinds of things. And they themselves are agents of change. And Gail was just mentioning how agents of change and entrepreneurs are agents of change.
Absolutely, I believe that.
Yeah. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us. Lori, thank you for again coming back, and a pleasure to meet you, Gail.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll see you at the conference. And thank you for being with us, and join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Long Beach Magazine. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.